Plenty to see and do in Houston, Texas this week for the fans at the NFL Experience, but it is the Broncos that are hoping to see their name during the Hall of Fame announcements this evening. Hello, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer from Broncos TV. Welcome into Houston, Texas at the NFL Experience. Now, all week long, we've been hearing names like John Lynch and Terrell Davis up for Hall of Fame candidacy, so we decided to talk to one of the men that will be in the room today deciding their fate, ESPN's Sal Palantonio. He spoke about those two Broncos Ring of Famers and their chances in 2017.
I'm a big backer of both those players for the Hall of Fame. I think they both deserve to get in the Hall of Fame. I don't know whether it'll happen this year or not, but there'll be a vigorous discussion certainly about both of them. Let's take them one at a time. You know, I think TD, you know, the argument is that he didn't play very long, but I don't think that that is a good indicator of greatness. And I think he achieved greatness during his career that few have ever achieved. So he definitely deserves to go in the Hall of Fame, and I have voted and vigorously supported him. As for John Lynch, you know, he has new competition this year in Brian Dawkins. So I think that'll be it'll make it a little bit more problematic. You know, obviously I'm from Philadelphia, and I saw Brian Dawkins play, and they were similar players in many ways. So, you know, that could make his chances this year a little bit more challenging. We'll see how it goes, but both of them should be in the Hall of Fame, will be in the Hall of Fame.
How important is it to get a player in this year to get the Broncos' momentum going for candidates like Pat Bowlen?
So, you know, I'm on the Contributors Committee as well as the overall selection committee. So, you know, I really pushed hard for Pat Bowlen to get in the Hall of Fame this year. You know, if it were up to me, it would be Pat Bowlen before Tagliabue and or Jones. I really support Jones and Tagliabue as well, but Pat Bowlen was in the final three, and to me, Pat Bowlen should be in and will be in for sure.
Last year was Super Bowl joy for the Broncos. This year, a different story. What's your take on the team heading into 2017?
Last year, this time, I was in the Marriott in Santa Clara hanging out with the Broncos, wall-to-wall, stem-to-sterns, embedded, as we like to say. Enjoyed the heck out of it. It was a great team. And I miss being around the Broncos at the Super Bowl. They were, you know, a treat to cover. And Gary Kubiak was a great guy to be around all the time. I mean, to get back to the Super Bowl, you have to have better quarterback play and better balance on offense. I mean, if your running back doesn't get hurt, it might have been a different story at the end of the year. They have to have balance on offense, especially when you have a young quarterback. So I would say running back and offensive line have got to be the highest priorities for John Elway in the offseason.